Hi, this is Maida with Family First. Am I speaking
Hi,
with
how are you?
Christine Marks?
That's me. How are
Hi,
you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good too. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. I was just calling you for the monthly checkup that we have to do to make sure that everything is going well with the service that we are providing you.
My service is excellent.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. And regarding your address, has something changed? Have you moved?
No. It's still 50 North 9th Street, apartment 1210. And then,
great,
of course, you know, that's Reading 19601.
Yes. And during the last 2 weeks, have you been admitted to any hospital?
No, I have not.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Christine. That was pretty much the reason for my phone call. But
have a great evening. I just one second. If you have just one moment, I would like to just chew on something. I know the other lady when she was, excuse me. We have a problem here on the weekend. And I don't understand, you know, what the problem is, but this is exactly how it goes down. It'll probably start tonight, like around 8 o'clock. Well, Ronnie doesn't work with me on a Friday, so I have no problem with that. But for some reason, I don't know if it's a tenant or if it's a visitor or whatever, but it seems like the fire alarms in our building go off on the weekend at least 3 or 4 times. Now, when that happens, the fire marshal will not leave anybody in the building or out of the building. I don't know how it is in Philly. I have no idea. All I know is that our fire marshal says, you know, nobody's coming in until we have an all clear. And that is the time when, you know, like Ronnie comes in or Ronnie is going out. You know, and it's like I said, there are some times that he punches in, you know, like maybe about in the morning, especially 9:15, 9:20. It isn't that he's late. It's that they, you know, he's not allowed to come up.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure, you know, if she put that down in the notes. I wasn't sure, but I figured it means that you're my caseworker now. You should be aware of that. And it's like I said, not during when it's time for him to check out, it's no problem. But if I send, you know, like he said to me, they're going to think that I don't come to you on time. I said, of course you do. He said, yeah. He said, but what if they don't know that? I said, well, then the only thing they would have to do is call me. I said, you know, I'm not in no foreign country. And he said, no. He said, well, maybe he said you ought to call them and explain to them about, you know, what the policy is here. And then another thing, this is going to really crack you up. We got a notice in our apartment building that if you are able to walk, that never bothered me when I was in the wheelchair or the walker because they knew I couldn't go down 12 flights of stairs in either one. But now that I am off both, we got to notice that anybody, you know, that ignores the fire alarm, you know, will pay a fine. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God in heaven. So there's a lot of times the fire alarm will go off like maybe 10 minutes to 5, quarter to 5. One time it went off at 4:30. Well, the fire company, you know, doesn't come here in 2 minutes. You know, and it was about 4:20, you know, until, you know, we were allowed back up into the apartment. And Ronnie said, they're going to think I'm trying to pull something. And I just was pissed that day. And I said, I don't give two shits what they think. I said, number one, you're here taking care of me. I have no control over that goddamn fire bell. I said, and I don't have no control over the fire marshal. And he said, oh, my God, mama. He said, don't call them with that kind of an attitude. I said, well, what kind of an attitude do you want me to have? So I just wanted to explain to you that if Ronnie's late, then he's down in the lobby.
Yeah, it's okay because, well, you were explaining, I was looking at the calendar. I noticed that there was a day that happened. But he fixed it on his clock out, so that's okay.
Yeah,
and
but I just wanted
the...
Yes, it's just that I didn't want you to think, you know, that we were pulling something, because we're not them, that we're not that kind of people. You know, we're very honest, and when he clocks in, he's here. When he clocks out, he leaves. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want you to think, you know, that we're pulling something. But it's like I said, these are rules. And, you know, it's like I said, if this is the management's rules, and it's not mine, because I have steel doors, I would hide in the bathroom. That's what I would do. The fire, it would have to be like a for real fire rather than somebody cooking or, you know, something stupid like smoking when they're not supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. As long as he fixes the time on his clock out, it's okay. I can just move around the schedule as long as he does 8 hours
you.
A day.
Yes,
that's okay.
I appreciate that. But I just wanted to explain the situation to you.
No problem. I understand. If I see any issues or errors like that, I will keep that in mind. But
and
so
just
far,
call me that, because you. I mean, I always answer when I know it's you. I'm the only ones I don't answer are the Medicare calls. I'm thinking to myself, in December I'll be 78. If I didn't have Medicare by now, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
How about it? Okay, dear. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for spreading the information. Hope you have a great evening.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.